Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hour number one in the can. We start out with a fresh hour number two. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby, all here. One of us in a different spot out in the Bahamas. That's kind of crazy that he's just kicking it in the Bahamas.
What's the weather like there? Is it warm?
I got to be honest. I mean, the perfect. Yeah, 78.
Okay. Like,
yeah, I can't...
Yeah, you don't have to lie to us. It's okay.
Yeah, I can't get it and give you any... It's not even humid. I thought for sure it'd be a little humid off the coast of Miami an hour or two, but it's not even that way.
Actually,
it's
amazing. Never even really looked to see where the Bahamas are.
It is. It's pretty much off...
In relation to Florida.
It's just
southeast.
Straight east from Miami. Yeah, straight east pretty much of Miami.
Can you take a
boat?
It's
a one-hour flight.
Yes, you could...
Okay, geez. I don't know. I've never been to the Bahamas. It's like one of the places in the
world.
Would
you say, could you take a boat?
Yeah. and Tony, like, yelled at me.
I'm sorry. I thought you knew. My fault.
I mean, you conceivably could take a boat anywhere.
Yeah, that does seem like one of the hottest places in the world, though, in that area.
The Bahamas?
It's not right now.
All right.
It's really
feeling
nice.
Good, feeling fine, feeling great.
Really nice. You guys see this? I don't know how Scraby's got in the Big Five, but our... Our old San Diego guy, Brady Anderson's back in the game.
I didn't see this.
What's Brady doing?
Brady's going to be the new hitting coach of the Angels.
Really? I know.
Yeah,
listen,
I had not heard his name in a long time.
Funny story I could share with you guys before we get to this daily gamut. Brady Anderson comes into play. I take you back to 2009. Jerry Harrison Jr. had been struggling. And he was not getting what he wanted from our hitting coach. And so went off. It wasn't even an off day. It was an off day, but it was a travel day. We were headed somewhere. This is back in the day when we used to travel on the off day. And he comes out of the cage like sweating. And so apparently he had asked Brady, who he's known since he was a young kid, to come work with him a little bit. So Brady obliged. They were down in the Padre cage on an off day working. Long story short, pitting coach didn't like that very much. Had a meeting the next day in Houston. Words were exchanged. People had to be restrained.
Really?
Yeah, it was a big deal. And it was this day that Jerry Harrison gave the speech. We had, because that 09 team had some guys who were, you know, cast offs from other organizations, but they also had some young guys in there. And I remember him standing up and he said, "At the end of the day, it's your career. Don't let anybody tell you differently. You got to control your own stuff. If you're not hitting well, guess what? They get you out of here." And so, like, it was like my first, like, big league kind of spat. Like, oh, okay, we're straining coach and player. Oh, man.
That is kind of fun, actually, to look back on. Probably crazy in the moment.
It definitely was crazy.
Chris, I got to tell you one thing that I remember about Brady Anderson. I just put him on the all-sideburn team.
strong sideburns. He had the thick choppers.
Good sideburns.
Yeah, man. He had good sideburns for sure. Okay, who's your new favorite player in the NBA? I'm dying to know.
Tyrese Maxey. Scraby hit it.
Yeah. You like that 50 piece, huh?
Well, it's not that. I mean, it was. That helps. But no, I like that. No, it isn't. Scraby's going to love this. This guy played 39 minutes the night before in a game against Toronto, and then he played 46 minutes last night.
You know what?
And scored 50. And he hasn't missed a game this year.
Now that is my athlete right there.
That's what I thought. You would like that, Scrabe. He's averaging over 40 minutes a game. He leads the NBA. He has to do this because Embiid and Paul George have been hurt. And I don't hear him complaining or needing any nights off. And I think more guys, you know what, actually, I think there are more guys like that than we think there are. But I just appreciate him in this day and age of the NBA. So there you go.
Thank you for bringing that up, Chris.
I'm willing to bet that there's a lot of guys like that.
No, I agree, Tony. I agree. We just don't hear about it.
Yeah, no. This is a young budding star that is not taking time off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but he's also young and budding.
And he didn't have the name Zion Williamson before he came into the league.
Okay, here
Zion's
we go.
Minding his own business, and you drag him into this conversation.
Always.
Man. All right, let's get to some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's go through these quickly because we are going to be talking to our Apple TV insider. Or actually, this Max Britos is doing play-by-play so for the game on Monday. So we'll talk to him about that. Bills, -5.5 last night against the Texans. By the way, Josh Allen seems to be okay, but he took a beating last night. Chris chose the Texans. Tony and I chose the Bills. Texans win 23-19. Josh Allen, I was very surprised about this one, though. Would he be over or under 264 rushing and passing yards? Chris and I said under. Tony said over. He had 253 passing yards and 20 rushing yards, so 273. 9 yards over, but I can't even believe he got that with the amount of times he was sacked last night.
But he made it on the hook and lateral play there at the end of the game.
That's what it was.
Needed it.
Purdue -14.5 at Memphis last night. Chris and Tony went Memphis. I went Purdue. You guys win because Purdue only won by 9, 80-71. Now, this is crazy. USC -18.5 against Troy. Chris chose USC. Tony and I chose Troy. USC wins this game, but it was only 107-106 in 3 overtimes. So that means that Troy has played 5 overtimes in their last 2 games.
And they would have won that without the crazy shot from this SC game. They would have won both of them.
Oh, did you see the winning shot, Scraby? It was unbelievable. The USC won the game.
Oh, wow. So they would have taken down both teams.
They would have come on a West Coast swing and gone back feeling pretty good and paid well.
So that just makes it makes it look better for the Aztecs.
I don't know how good USC is, but
I don't. Yeah, exactly. But still, you know, at least it wasn't a one-off that they beat the Aztecs.
They clearly could. Maybe this is a sign that they're going to get better.
Play, yeah.
And it won't be as bad at the end of the season as it is at the beginning.
Next time I shouldn't say, Troy, no big deal.
You tend to get yourself into trouble with those type of statements.
It's Troy. No one has any expectation for Troy.
Except for Troy.
Magic, -5.5 last night. We all chose Magic. We all win. They won 129-101. Clippers are in some sort of way right now. Tyrese.
Nope.
Wait, is it Tyrone?
It's not Tyrone Maxey. I know that.
It's Tyrese.
Tyrese.
That's what I thought. I don't know why I wrote Tyrone.
He's my favorite player in the NBA. I know his name, Tony.
Over under 29.5 points. You guys went over. I went under. He has 54.
Just made up a first.
No, the names start with the similar letters. T Y.
I'm sure that's
Tyrese Tyrone. Okay,
you're right. They start in similar letters.
Avalanche. -1.5 against the Rangers yesterday. Chris went Rangers. Tony and I went Avalanche. Avs win 6-3. Chris.
Avalanche have still only won one game, or lost one game. Tony went 6-1 last night, so he's leading the league. Here we go tonight. NBA Cup action.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Woo! Right. Bulls 2.5 at home over the Heat. And since it's the NBA Cup, we'll go to our NBA Cup expert, Mr. Scraby.
You know, I think the Bulls are a good team in the regular season, but in the
Cup season,
they are like at least a 25-point favorite. I'm going to go with the Bulls here.
Going heavy on the Bulls here in the Cup.
Yep.
I got to stay with the Bulls. They've really been doing well, although they're coming home after a long road trip, Tony, and sometimes that is a that hurts. What do you think? Heat, Bulls.
Give me the Heat.
Take the Heat this time. All right, Thunder, 16.5 at the Jazz.
Ah, yeah.
I'm going to take the Jazz just because it's too many points for an NBA game, but it does tell you how good the Thunder really are so far this season. Tony?
I just can't pick the Jazz no matter what, so give me Thunder.
I'm angry at Salt Lake City in general for trying to steal the Padres, so I'm going to go with Thunder.
It's a good reason to bet against them.
Just making up reasons to be bad.
Yeah.
Don't try to poach our team. Get out of here. No one wants a team in Salt Lake City.
All right, this one I put in for you, Scraby. Who's going to score more points tonight? Norman Powell, -3, or Zion Williamson?
That's an easy one.
Norman Powell's playing at the Bulls. He's with the Heat now. Zion is playing at Dallas. Tony, you're first.
Yeah, I'm going Norman. He's on a heater right now.
Norman's,
major heater.
He put up a big game. I think it was last night.
Yeah.
Just came up short. Scraby.
Never going with Zion. He's going to have a hangnail and come out of the game at some point.
All right.
Ruthless.
I got to go with Storm and Norman Powell, ruthless. Man. Norman is such a good guy. And, you know, his mom is still around that Lincoln High program, and they do so many things for those kids. It's really remarkable. You really love to see stuff like that. All right, college basketball tonight. USD, 6.5 over UC Riverside. Scraby, the Highlanders come to town, getting 6.5 at the Jenny Craig Pavilion.
All I remember about the USD team, men's team last year, is they struggled. It was a bad year. I don't know anything about the prospects of this year, so I'll go with them because it's local.
You're believing in the Toreros.
Yes.
Someone came down here, got beat up by the Aztecs, and then went over there and put it on them. Just recently. I can't remember who it was. I'm sorry, Chris. Who was this? USD and who? Who was the other team?
Riverside.
It's the Highlanders, Tony.
Oh, the
you
Riverside.
Know,
Riverside. Yes, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Steve Lavin. I think he's going to do something at USD. It's just taking a little longer. Tony, 6.5 points.
You know, I'm going to have to go with the Highlanders.
Wow.
I knew he would.
I knew it, too.
All right, a couple of quick college football games. A good one tomorrow. Oregon, -10 over USC. Yeah, I'll be honest with you guys. Don't look now, but if USC wins this game, they could get into the college football playoff. I'm taking the Trojans +10. Tony, I bet you are as well.
Indeed. You know your partner well.
Yep. Scrabe, what about you? You going quack?
Quack.
Gotta go with
Quack.
Your man Dan Lanning.
Quack. Oh,
yeah.
I don't like him. You know, I'm just the smartest coach in the game. Him and Dan Hurley should be best friends.
That'd be an interesting mix. You get like an East
dinner
Coast
dynamic.
That's interesting.
Hey, guess Mr. Hurley, I'll order for us. The hell you will.
I'm a championship coach.
Aztecs 12.5 over San Jose. Tony.
You know what it is. Aztecs for life.
All right, Scrabe.
I'll go with the Aztecs, too.
Their secondary is going to have a big night, the Aztecs, tomorrow. I'll take them. And one more just for fun. Shedeur Sanders makes his first start Sunday. Over under 190 yards, passing plus rushing. And they're playing the Raiders, Scraby. Shedeur, you believe in Shedeur?
The Browns have done this to themselves. They did nothing to help him.
Okay.
I don't think that he's going to pass for more than 190 yards under. And it's not his fault. It's because they have let him do nothing all year for whatever reason.
It's pass and rush.
Oh.
Just so you know.
He's not much of a rusher anyway, so I'll go 190. Or I'll go under, I'm sorry.
All right. I'm going to go under just because I think that's a lot for his first game. Tony?
Over.
You believe in him. Okay.
I do believe in him, but I'm picking over because it's the Raiders. And I think he knows that this might be his one and only opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Point.
So I won't be surprised. And listen, they're going to get, at some point, they might be, there's a good chance they're going to be down in this game where he's going to have to throw the ball.
Yeah, there is a good chance of that.
Just by the way, and it might not have nothing, because obviously Cleveland has a really good defense, but special teams, something's going to have the Browns trailing.
We're going to talk about Dion and his son, Shedeur, in the Big Five, but we do need to get the break quickly.
I
think we need to go one more minute.
We can't, because we have a guest.
We just have to go. We got to go to break then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:21 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, wrapping up the week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3. The Fan. We're going to talk some MLS Cup playoffs here. Max Britos, voice of Apple TV, and calling the game Monday night when SDFC hosts Minnesota United FC for the right to go to the Western Conference Finals. So it's going to be a huge game, going to be so much fun, and we're going to get a game preview coming up. It's the last game of the weekend, guys. You've got Tomorrow, it's Vancouver hosting LAFC. And then if San Diego wins, San Diego would play the winner of that one tomorrow. And then the two Eastern semifinals are on Sunday. Inter Miami against Cincinnati. New York City FC against Philadelphia Union. So those are the Elite Eight in the MLS Cup playoffs. And excited to talk a little bit about that. I think it's going to be a big deal here in San Diego. Tony, you are going again Monday? Are you now a regular the rest of the way here? Or?
I wish I could go Monday. I tried to move some things around. It's just going to be too difficult. Kids are... they got a bunch of practices, and they're the one who really drives wanting to go to, you know, a lot of these deals. So I can't make that one, unfortunately. Being that that's on a Monday, it just makes it a little bit more difficult for me.
I think that you're a great guy, Tony, and that's why you are the dear of this show. I think you got to tell your kids to just, you know, just give one up for the club. You got to be there Monday night.
Nah, you don't think they would do it? That kind of goes against everything I'm taught of. It can't be missing practices to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's sacrifices that have to happen.
Wait a second. Wait, isn't Michaela old enough to drive them all to practice yet?
Oh, no, she can. She can, but that also, there's moving pieces. My son didn't need, you know, he's got his practice. There's a lot going on.
All right.
Trust me, I tried to move it around, and then I know.
I just figured you're the good luck charm, so you know we might need you Monday night.
I'm sure I'll hear from somebody if they end up losing and I wasn't there.
They're not going to lose. This is it. This is our year. I mean, you know, why wait another season for our first parade? We're only three matches away from it,
guys. I don't have a good feeling about our guest. Not,
oh, we don't? What
no,
happened?
Because I don't know. It went straight to voicemail, and I've texted with him before, and usually I could see when he reads it, and it's not even being delivered. So maybe he's on a plane. I don't know, but we'll try.
He might be on his way here. You never know.
He could be on his way here, but I will keep trying to get him on at some point during the show. We also are scheduled for Monday, but I will double-check on that.
I you know what, I'm going to always err on the side of our guest and figure that they certainly couldn't have made a mistake. So
there's only one other person then.
You know what's funny is we've been doing this for the last like 17 years, it feels like, this season.
I know.
And I've never missed one. So
no, everybody's joined us. Yeah.
Actually, well, I did forget about a guy one time. That is true.
That's typical Scraby telling on himself after he pretty much was about
to
get
out of here.
Well,
because I knew the chat was like, remember that when you forgot about that guy? I knew.
The chat is a kind of a little bit of true serum. Yeah,
yeah.
They're on your head.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, I'll tell you one
Keep
thing.
It up,
I know.
Chat. Keep it up.
I mean, my very uneducated preview of this match is the fact that I know San Diego FC and Minnesota United FC were neck and neck all year in the standings. So
Minnesota beat them in one of the matches, I believe.
I think it was honestly was the one here. Yeah, Tony.
Came back to beat SDFC.
Yeah, and I don't know. You guys are there. I didn't see anything in the newspaper today, but any report on Anders Dreyer yet?
Yes, yes, they both. I just pulled it up. I'm glad you brought it up. Ryan Finley, who we've had on our show. Is he calling?
Is he?
I see it on my thing.
Max oh my Burritos. Gosh, we do, but I don't see it on my. Okay, that's fine. Good. Ooh,
we'll have to be
quick. 1 second, guys.
Okay,
Chris, we'll have to be quick, man. But yeah, it looks like Chuki will be around as well as Anders Dreyer. So, good news on that front.
There's no question. That's huge. Can you imagine having to go into the semifinals with both? Both legs tied around your back, I guess it would be the way you'd have to say it in soccer. So you're not allowed to use your arms. So
clearly.
Both arms are already tied around your back in soccer, so it'd be kind of silly to say that was the... All right, so Max Bretas is our guest. Max, so cool of you to call us. We know that you are busy. You're probably flying all over the country getting ready for this match Monday, and... We it's very nice of you to join us, fans here in San Diego. How are you?
Oh, great! Very excited. I'm very excited to get down there Sunday. I'll be taking the surf liner down on a Sunday, watch the sunset, and get ready for a big Monday game, which I know is a real big deal in San Diego. So as a broadcaster, it's thrilling to be part of it. Sorry I missed your call the first time around. I was in a bad area, but I wouldn't miss chatting with you guys.
Max, appreciate your time. As Chris said, obviously these two teams met up during the year. Minnesota United was indeed able to come back and beat SDFC this last time. I mean, obviously having Dreyer available and also having Lozano available, which was kind of murky there for a sec, is going to be a big help. But how do you does this match look any different than it did during the regular season?
Well, it's when we talked about the Minnesota-San Diego game, because I watch way too much soccer. I watched that game earlier this week, and it tells a different story when you watch it. San Diego, for the first 20 minutes, were piling on pressure and probably should have had a goal. Dane St. Clair, to me, had one of the best goalkeeping performances of the year there for Minnesota, and that was able to keep Minnesota in the game, and eventually they got the goals. They're so selective. When they get set pieces, they're really deadly. And I think it was a learning experience for San Diego, but obviously they got to find a way to break through when they apply that much pressure. And the law of averages say they will. So it was a good performance for San Diego, but you know, a loss that I think gives Minnesota a lot of confidence that they can certainly do something like that again. I'm curious to see what happens with San Diego in this game, because Chucky Lozano took a little bit of a knock when he was with Mexico, the forced him out of the game. All reports are he's good to go. Anders Dreyer, I believe, was sent home from the Denmark team ahead of their Scotland game. I can't confirm it, but he did not play and was expected to play. I think he may have been under the weather or something. So I would imagine he's ready to go. It was a huge game. He's had time to recuperate. But, you know, that's the problem with having these international dates, and that affects all the MLS clubs, and they're all. This is a big international date. We just came off teams qualified for the World Cup. And, in fact, Dreyer was with Denmark on a famous night that they lost to Scotland, and Scotland go to the World Cup instead of the Danes. So that's going to be difficult to come over, but Aníbal Godoy played for Panama. They qualified for the World Cup, and now they got to ramp it all up. But I think it's still, even though you're missing some of your key players, it was a very valuable week for the coaches, including Mikey Barras, to get a good rhythm of training, get these guys recuperated, and really focus on, you know, it's good things come to those who wait. We've waited a couple weeks for this game, and it's going to hit us like a fist because it's 90 minutes. And if you have a bad day, your season is over. And I think that is abundantly clear for both teams here and all eight teams that remain in the MLS Cup playoffs.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Max Bretas is going to call it for Apple TV. And, of course, Snapdragon Stadium, 7 p.m. Monday night. Max, my limited soccer knowledge, but I think I've been able to pick up enough during the course of the season to understand that these two teams are really, they are really totally different, right? San Diego's attack, attack, attack. Minnesota's sit back, wait for you to make a mistake, counterattack. Is that fair, or is that too simple of a description?
It's a good observation, but I'll say this about San Diego. They are attack, 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 and they to a fault.
Yeah.
And they don't mind that teams know what they are going to do. It's not like they're going to give them any nuance. The game is going to kick off, and they're going to go. And they're going to run, and they're going to press, even at the cost of mistakes, which I don't think is the best ingredients. I'm not saying – first and foremost, San Diego has to be true to themselves, and that's what they do. And they've been successful all year. They got the number one seed. They won a very physical, demanding playoff series with a Portland team that has a postseason know-how and you know, a hungry squad. So they've accomplished a lot. But this is where you got to be very careful. And I think they're prone to mistakes with that style, but they've survived it. And they can absorb a mistake because of the way they score goals. But San Diego really is that. Minnesota does – I mean, there's an expression where, like, people say Minnesota doesn't want the ball. And I don't think that's accurate. Of course you want the ball. I mean, they are a little more selective with it, and have to make the most out of, say, 40% possession, where San Diego's like at 54, 55% possession. But, you know, it's also about, you know, catching teams. And I wouldn't believe it. I don't want to make people in San Diego upset. I think Minnesota look at this game as a good matchup for all of those things that I just pointed out. But if San Diego, you know, the old sport adage where you sound cliche, if they play their game and they play it well, they should bolster by being at home, although San Diego was – a historically good roadside and a okay home team. But if they play their game, and I imagine get a lift from that crowd, which is going to be raucous, can't wait to see it, then they should advance. But that's what makes it so fascinating. It's gonna, it could be a bounce of the ball. One mistake could be really costly, and I think everyone's going to be on the edge of their seat. But it is certainly a clear division between how these two teams play.
Max Bretas joins us here, play-by-play for MLS Season Pass. And Max, a couple big announcements league-wide happened. And the big one was MLS's change to the summer-spring schedule. This has been a much-debated topic for quite some time. What's your thoughts on this? Is this the right way to go? Is this the right way for the league?
It is the right move. So you can get aligned with the business of soccer globally. And the majority of the business happens in Europe, and you want to align with the European leagues. And also the best talent in the world, young or old, goes to Europe. So when, for instance, when MLS would start their season in February, the European leagues and some other leagues, obviously, would be in the middle of their year. So they always had the high ground when you were talking about player movement.
Right.
Whether you wanted to bring in a player, they could say, maybe it's a $5 million transfer offer, and the team goes, we don't really have to lose this player. We could still use it for the rest of the year. We're not pressed to sell a player at this time. Now they move it to the same time. Contracts run their course. So when it comes to the bargaining table, whether you're buying a player or selling a player, this will benefit MLS. So they're going to get better players at a better price. They're going to sell their players for a better price as well. So for the business of MLS, it's an absolute no-brainer. I mean, the one drawback, the big drawback is to protect the teams in the north because it's cold. They've given a winter break, which I'm not crazy about the length of the winter break.
Seems long, right?
Around the hall. It's really long, and I think that's going to hurt MLS. But it's still, I think it's the smaller price to pay to get aligned with the business of it. And the other thing is we've had this splintered playoff right now here in November. Now we're going to have this playoff in May with beautiful weather.
Right.
Not that you have to worry about that in San Diego, but if this game was in Minnesota, my packing would be a little different. But it would be an uninterrupted, straight-on playoff system, and I think that's another big, big reason to do it. So there are much more positives than negatives, all due respect to the clubs in the north, but I think MLS did a nice job to protect them by having no games in January, some of February, and I think they will manipulate the schedule to avoid that those teams playing in November and March during that stretch. So it's a smart move. I think a necessary move for MLS, and it might open the door for other seismic moves down the road. It does appear that they're taking it pretty seriously with the league.
Well, I can say this, Max. You and the rest of the folks there at Apple TV Plus have made this a great season for us on this show. And I think for our listeners who've been able to tune in every week and hear and talk to you guys, I think we've all gotten, you know, excited. We've gone out to matches. You know, it shows, right? San Diego has been such a success this year, and we appreciate everything you've given to our show. I am not able to go to the match Monday night because I'm traveling with my basketball job. But the good news is I get Apple TV, so I'll be able to watch, and I wish you a great broadcast, and I'll be one of many, many, many tuned in on Monday night. Looking forward to it, sir. Thank you for your
time.
Thank
you, Max.
Oh, that's music to my ears. And Chris, I can tell the sophistication of a soccer fan that you've become over the phone calls we've had this year. So it's absolutely clear. And to both of you guys, to really give us a platform, I know we speak for all the Apple folks, and hopefully you have another call for San Diego next week with one of us to talk about another game. But to all the fans out there, how valuable you are to us. We want to get more fans to watch this league. We know it's a great product, but we want to make it we know your time is valuable. So if there's anything we can do that we can say to help you tune in, that's really important, and we appreciate your viewership and your listenership all the time.
Appreciate you, Max. Thank you.
Very good. That was great.
Bye, gents. Thanks.
There he goes, Max. You know, it's very nice of him to say that my soccer knowledge has increased, but I think he's going back to the first question when I asked him if there are still spots on the ball. And, you know, it's kind of gone from there. So.
Hey,
I forgot about that.
We really have come a long way because when I was here by myself early in the year, I asked about checking shin guards. So,
see? That's right.
I'm so glad I wasn't here for that.
So glad. The guy who was on was very nice to me, and he was like, yeah, they do. Yeah, anyway, like, we need to get the break.
Young man.
We need to get the break.
We are definitely past the break, but it was worth it. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
343 on the clock. Tony Quinn Jr.
Wow, that conversation we just had off the air.
Oh, man, Scraby. We are all here on a Friday. Just got into a little bit of a spat as we tried to figure out what our countdown is going to be.
People are like, you guys always get along. You should have been in the room here. You should have been in the room. That's the best thing about us, guys. We can turn
move on pretty
dime.
Quick. Yeah, yeah, no, we can move on pretty quick. I do agree that that is one of our strong attributes as a group here. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. I got a message from Don today.
Orsillo?
Yes. This is funny. I hope he wouldn't be mad at me sharing this. He lives in Coronado, and he also, as everybody knows, he fishes out there pretty much every other day. It's kind of a Grinch, though.
Whoa!
It's kind of a Grinch.
Whoa!
You know, the soccer community invades Coronado. They take up a lot of parking. And he likes it. And look at Scraby's face.
Me and Don are on the same page on this one. I already know where it's going.
So he'll randomly send us like pictures of, you know, of clearly like a tournament happening down there. And he's got the Grinch face as he's taking the picture. So today he sent one. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I sent a couple families that were looking for a good club down that way. And so I was like, expect to see a lot of people and their RVs that they'll bring with them.
Did he just like lose it?
It was good. It's always fun to poke my guys during the off season.
Oh, Don and I. Don, if you're listening, we're on the same page. Do not bring your soccer teams to my town, okay? I do not care.
You don't like your parking disappearing? Is that
no.
a problem?
No, it's especially bad in my neighborhood when this elementary school has like parent teacher night where everybody's parking all over the neighborhood.
You're mad at parent teacher night too?
Yeah, it says, it clearly
says.
We're
talking about education here.
It clearly says you cannot park for school purposes in this neighborhood.
Yeah, let me tell you. How do I say this nicely? People don't give a you-know-what about parking rules at school. I am so glad my kids are pretty much driving now. I only have to do one pickup. I pretty much showed up like 45 minutes early just so I could be in a spot where I could get in and get out.
Chris, any thoughts on the pickup at school?
I take my kids every day.
What were we supposed to be doing here?
Countdown. I think we're going to have to move
it. That's what the argument was about.
Yeah, it was. I think we're going to have to move it at this point. I don't think we have enough time to do a countdown in 9 minutes.
And that's not because, that's because of Max coming in a little
late. Why don't we do the big five here instead, Scrape? Get it out of the way.
That's also not possible in 9 minutes. Jeez.
So I know what we can. I know what we can chat about.
What you got?
Josh Allen memorizing the pattern on the roof at the Houston.
Oh, because
Texans
he was on his back
stadium.
So much.
I was like, what? I didn't hear.
What
this.
Are the odds that Josh Allen would be sacked 8 times in one game? I could not believe that last night.
I thought Richard Sherman actually explained how it happened pretty well last night after the game. He talked about when you have a quarterback like Josh Allen, the same lanes that they run through are the same lanes that they were passed through. And so the defensive tackles were kind of, where they kind of crisscross. And it was
stunt.
I didn't know if I was going to say stunt, but I wasn't sure if that was accurate.
No. Crisscross applesauce works too.
Where they stunt, and it changes the view. And I don't know if I've never seen Josh Allen. I shouldn't say that. Very rarely do you see him look kind of confused on where to throw the ball.
But when he looks bad,
but then
he looks bad.
Another point that was brought up, though, and you know. Oh, you wonder, does he miss a Mr. Diggs? Because they don't have a number one receiver. And what the Texans have is a number one quarterback and cornerback in Stingley over there. And so he's locking up whoever your best guy is, and they're all pretty much the same. Coleman, Shakur, I don't even know who. I can't even name you the other wide receivers, but they all pretty much are the same guy. And so he doesn't have a number one wide receiver.
Gabe Davis made a big
you can always
Gabe Davis back because they have no
ball. Right, like right. I'm saying the fact that we're talking Gabe Davis kind of lets you know. I mean, Coleman was he suspended another game
Thursday? I think he was hurt He did not play. He was hurt last night.
That's two games in a row. I believe he's been held out for disciplinary reasons. So
I'll tell you what the Buffalo Bills offense ought to do, and I'm not. Scrappy thinks I'm only saying this because James Cook's on my fantasy team. They ought to put Cook and the other receiving running back, Ty Johnson, they ought to put them both in the game at the same time.
I agree.
And make teams have to cover both of them. Because Cook is still dangerous as a receiver, but Johnson's really good as a receiver. So they bring Johnson in. They put Cook on the bench. I think that they should keep him out there as another weapon. Because I agree with you guys. Josh Allen doesn't look like he has enough people to go to right now. And as incredibly good as he is, if you can't find anybody open, you're going to get sacked.
I've kind of felt like this was coming for a long time. They've been able to disguise it because Josh Allen is so good, but he doesn't have a go-to guy that he can count on when he takes his five-step, seven-step drop that he can throw to and that he can depend on being open. He doesn't have that guy. And I don't know that they can really advance without grabbing somebody like that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. If you look at the plays that he makes for 45-yard touchdowns, they're not normally on a drop back.
No, they're broken
plays. It's because he ran around for 20 minutes and somebody finally got open.
I would like to bring to the show, now that we have the time, Sam Levitt's text exchange to me last night, because he has Josh Allen as his fantasy quarterback.
Oh, boy.
And for how calm Sam is during a baseball season when so many different things are going wrong, he is the complete opposite for fantasy football. out of nowhere last night, I get a text from Sam. Texans defense making Josh Allen look like an amateur. Amateur.
This is a fantasy captain through it right now.
OMG, this sucks. And I said, Texans defense is that good. And yes, he's taking a beating. At least it's the fantasy regular season. Then in quick order, I got back, OMG, don't get hurt. I'm crashing out. Literally, don't get hurt. This is a disaster. OMG, LMAO. And then I sent him a Taylor Swift, you need to calm down gift. And he said, don't tell me how to manage my team.
Hey, all of those things, if you close your eyes, it seems like a crazy person. Oh, my God. LMFO. Like
I'm crashing out. Literally, don't get hurt. This is a disaster. I said, how many points did he get? Trying to poke him a little bit. He goes, a pick. He's benched. 8. I'm going to lose to Braden.
That's what it really was going on. He
was having a really hard time last night.
Here's the thing is that you are laughing about this. I am sitting here taking it in. Tony's riding along with it. I am pretty sure that all three of us say and do the exact same things. I just try not to text anybody else because I don't want anyone else to see how absurd I am.
Yeah, no evidence.
Oh, I don't care about that. Everybody knows I'm already absurd, so what's the point of trying to hide it?
Yeah, I mean, you said last week that you were quitting the game because you lost to me, just one game.
I feel like that often. I feel like that often,
I would have quit.
You know, last week I got beat 100, not by Chris, but in my other league, 171-71. That made me push me to the brink.
That's interesting. I won with 76 points last week.
See, Tony has the best luck in the Odyssey League history.
We all play the NBA game. Tony plays a WNBA score. He's in the 70s. I don't know how he does it.
And then he ends up like 11-3, and we're like, what the heck?
You gotta know when to put him in and know when to play the right teams.
No one.
It is amazing, though, how much I'm sure everyone listening who plays fantasy football, they wouldn't want to admit it, but they also can't deny it.
That they have absolutely nothing to do with it?
No, but even though we have nothing to do with it, it just drives us crazy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Watching that stuff on Sunday, and especially so on a Thursday night or a Monday night when there's only one game to focus on and you need points from your guy. And like I said with James Cook, every time he goes out of the game on third down, I curse at the television. It's
Chris is the greediest fantasy owner.
Oh, okay, all
because
right.
He had so you like when your guys go out last night? No, I don't. Game. But he was doing just fine.
He did fine, but to me, every play is a gain of yardage. That's points.
Yeah,
I don't want. He can't gain any standing over on the sideline. Please. Stop it.
Stop it, he says.
This is, by the way, Tony, this is coming from a guy who has Jahmyr Gibbs, who goes out of the game in favor of David Montgomery all the time.
And doesn't matter, because you know why? He scores his points anyway.
All right, so you don't care when he trots off for a series or two.
I'm a little angry when it's at the goal line, yeah, because I want the goal line carry. I don't want to be vultured by David Montgomery. By the way, you see, I'm going to have to drop one of my players from my team because it looks like Sam Laporta is out for the rest of the season. He had a back injury surgery.
Why would you drop somebody from your team?
Because he was on my team, and I put him on IR. He only went on the 4-game IR.
And now you're dropping
him. Dan Campbell says he does not expect him to play again this year.
Hmm.
I don't know. The Lions are not having the year that people thought they were having, and it kind of makes me or going
but it
to
it has happened in the past where teams like the Lions don't really have the great regular season, but they still have the talent to get it together for, you know, 3 games in the playoffs. Or at least I do. You don't.
Rod says, who sends the worst trade offers in that league? We don't make many trades in this league.
Yeah, that's going to be a nobody.
I think that is an issue around all fantasy.
I think everybody's afraid of getting fleeced.
That's exactly what it is. No one wants to get fleeced, so everybody's like, no deal.
It's also on the other side, people
wanting to win the deal.
Yeah, they don't. They're not making a fair deal.
Yeah. I have noticed that no one really trades in ours.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they don't want to be the one that, like, somebody. Because in our league, if you give up a bad deal, it's going to be in the chat.
It's coming to the radio.
It's coming to the chat. Somebody's going to be like, oh, you got taken. And nobody wants to hear that. Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the other side. I have some thoughts about my Lakers. I would like to share with you guys. Is it in the Big 5? Any Lakers stuff in the Big 5?
No. I know what you're talking about, but no, we have Chris versus the fans.
I really don't know how to feel about this. I'll explain on the other side. We're winning, Chris.
This is interesting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.